We kind of blew it yesterday. Kang was wearing the most awesome shirt, and I really wish we'd brought it up yesterday. Have you ever seen like the hooded like t-shirt, like the made out of t-shirt material, but it's got a hood? You know what a hoodie is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one that is a t-shirt, but it's got a hood?
No.
Okay. I wear them every once in a while. Like I got a Nike one. I got the one I have that has the college football playoff logo on it. You know that shirt?
Okay.
That's a t-shirt with a hood. What Kang was wearing yesterday was a t-shirt with a hood, but it was short sleeves.
And it had the pouch.
So
is it a Belichick?
It had, basically. Yeah. Here's what made it even better. It was a quick lane bowl, hooded, short sleeve, t-shirt with a pouch.
Would you hijack a package meant for South America or something?
Dude, it was so awkwardly awesome. Kang sent me a text later in the day, said, I feel like Asian Bill Belichick pulling up to school to pick up my daughter.
Dude, you put that thing on, you feel like Belichick. Like, you
know, like dating younger women.
24-year-olds. You know, it's not Karen, just off to Cincinnati.
Right.
We gotta get you to wear it again so we can bring attention to it, and those can people that stream, you can. It was so great. And it enhanced by the Quick Lane Bowl logo.
It's really comfortable. Like extremely comfortable. I got it from Jimmy, actually, our program director. Or
yeah.
Brand manager, or whatever they're calling him these days, yeah. My boss. And he's like, "You want this?" And he's like, "You know, it's a hooded like t-shirt with a pouch." I'm like, "That's weird, but the material feels nice."
Yeah,
give it a shot. Yesterday was my first time wearing it, and I was like, "This thing is comfy."
It's interesting. His name is Kang. Kangaroos have pouches.
Is that really interesting?
It's as interesting as the Quick Lane Bowl.
That's as interesting as emptying
the ill-fated Quick Lane Bowl.
Yeah. Anyway, so I wish we'd brought it. We blew it yesterday. You ready for another edition?
Really blow it?
I think we did.
Okay.
Well, we didn't because he'll get a chance to wear it again. And we'll draw attention to it then. Are you going to eat that? Are we ready to go? All right, Gator, we haven't had a chance to talk about the new Chicken Big Mac from McDonald's. Taste of Home did a review of it. Said the Chicken Big Mac has McDonald's special sauce, lettuce, cheese, and pickles on a sesame seed bun. But instead of two all-beef patties, the Chicken Big Mac uses two fried chicken patties. The patties are rounder and flatter like a hamburger patty, so it fits the Big Mac bun perfectly. Meanwhile, patties used for the McChicken are a blend of white and dark meat, and the McCrispy uses whole chicken breast. So this is completely different, though. They've got this chicken formed into a more of a hamburger patty. The McDonald's Chicken Big Mac, are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I mean, I would try it, but I'm not terribly interested in it. But I would try it because I like the Big Mac flavors that are there and curious about the chicken. It's a different kind of chicken than they use, and I'm not a big fan of the chicken that they use for the chicken sandwiches. I love McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. Love those. But as far as, the chicken products, otherwise I'm not huge on. But, yeah, you got to try a Big Mac.
Kang, would you eat it?
No. And this is why. I believe this is like some kind of campaign for like some kind of social media influencer or YouTuber.
Is it?
And I'm against all that stuff. So if it's anything to like help them get more,
more
shine
more
and yeah, all that stuff, I'm out. And by the way, also, I don't think that you don't sound this way either, Gator. You can't replace the Big Mac. The Big Mac is the Big Mac. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to taste good or bad with the chicken, but it's not going to taste as good as a regular Big Mac.
This is true.
I'm probably out.
This is like made for you.
Why. It's been on the market for a while, and you know what I haven't heard? That it's all the rage. Remember when Popeye's up their chicken sandwich game and everybody had... I had to have that. This I haven't heard rave reviews, and so I'll just stick with Popeyes or Chick-fil-A.
But if someone brings you one by, you'd eat it.
Yeah, it's way different than seeking one out. But yes, okay, I probably
because that's how I feel too. Yeah. I'm not gonna go get one. But if somebody were, you know, if we came by, there was a promotion here at the station, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of McDonald's chicken Big Macs, you're taking a bite.
Meanwhile, it's been probably 15 to 20 years since I've been in a McDonald's.
Not even for the kids?
I think for the kids, I might have hit the drive-thru a few times.
I don't think, can he even go into McDonald's anymore?
Who knows? Next up from Arby's, they've launched the $7 double meat meal. This is basically the double beef and cheddar. It piles on double portions of roast beef topped with cheddar sauce and zesty red ranch on a toasted onion roll. Gator, the double meat Arby's, are you going to spend the $7 and eat that?
Hell yeah. I almost punched David the other day out because he was eating one in his cubicle. I'm like, what is that? And he's like, look for double. Like, that thing looks amazing.
And you almost punched him?
Yeah, to get the double beef and cheddar. No, I was going to punch him. But I do love the beef and cheddar. And if you're going to double up, it's just twice the fun. I love the beef and cheddar from Arby's.
I agree. I'm with Gator on this one. The only thing better than a beef and cheddar is a double beef and cheddar.
There you go.
I'm obviously out. Next up, Goldfish. You heard about the new flavor Goldfish?
I've not heard. I just bought some Goldfish the other day. Finished them off already.
Goldfish has come out with a Chilean sea bass cracker.
What?
It's a Chilean sea bass.
You're making
a playful nod to adults that the iconic fish-shaped snacks is for grown-ups, too. This is according to Danielle Brown, the vice president of Goldfish, which I think it's, I want to run for that presidency, the presidency of Goldfish.
Say Danielle or Daniela Brown?
Looks like Danielle.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I know a Daniela Brown.
Of course you do. Would you try?
She would come up with this idea.
I guess you have to go to ChileanSeaBassCrackers.com to order them in two packs for $7.38. Do you want a Chilean sea bass seasoned goldfish?
All right. First of all, Ken, you know this.
You love sea bass,
man. If I'm at a restaurant, a nice restaurant, and I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, I've already got my mind made up. I'm having steak. And you look there and it says Chilean sea bass. I flip every time and I go for the Chilean sea bass. I love sea bass. Kick his ass, sea bass, you bet. Every time, 100% of the time, I go for the sea bass. Would I try these crackers? You bet your ass I'd try these crackers. I've tried almost all the flavors of the Goldfish crackers I try. Whether it's, I've had the pizza flavors, the cheddar flavors,
pretzel
whatever.
Ones. The pretzel ones.
Absolutely,
really
you've had the pretzel ones. I think didn't it come out with... what's the seasoning? The Old Bay. I had the Old Bay... crackers.
Really?
So yeah. So I would absolutely try.
You got Frank's Red Hot crackers.
Yeah, I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, I'd try this. I'm not sure how it's going to taste, but I'd try it.
I think I'd try it too. We still get the Goldfish crackers. The kids, well, we have one left in the house, but he snacks on them. next up, a story out of the United Kingdom. A gentleman there told a news organization that he has eaten more than 700 meals at various hospitals throughout the United Kingdom. He started eating at hospital cafeterias when he was visiting his father in 2022. It was at that point he discovered he could get a meal of a baked potato, a drink, and a chocolate bar for less than $10. The cafeteria meal satisfied his nostalgia for meals that he would eat at school. He has since gone back. Gator, for pleasure, would you eat at a hospital cafeteria?
Well, see, I spent a lot of time at a hospital recently when my dad was in there. They're different now. Absolutely different. Yeah.
In a good way?
Yes, in a much better way. I know Henry Ford downtown, they've upped their game significantly. It's like a Papa Joe's that they have that's there. The Henry Ford West Bloomfield is a nice, really nice cafeteria they have there. I've been to Beaumont in the last couple of years, and everything's changed. Everybody's up their game. They're trying to make the hospitals so much nicer. Like, they've all been remodeled, and part of that is the cafeteria. But am I going to specifically, am I going to have my lunch over at the, no, that's not what I'm doing. I don't like going to hospitals at all.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm with you, Gator. It's the location. Yeah. I don't want to have to go to a hospital because it's usually never a good thing, you know, unless someone's having a baby. Other than that,
yeah.
Like, you just don't, I don't want to be in a hospital.
Yeah, no. I find this weird.
Yeah.
All right, finally, Hanabi Lager Company has launched a new bougie beer. It is a grain-forward lager. I'm going to read some quotes about it, all right?
All right.
Every beer features a single heirloom grain that has been painstakingly sourced and cared for, just like the great wines of the world featuring single grape varieties. Another quote, the first sip opened and closed a beat of clean bitterness, like a song that starts with a single note on a piano key. There were no loud flavors, no flash of tartness, no sour beer, no screaming IPA aromas. I tried another sip and then another, and the beer began to reveal a mint flavor. I kept drinking to try and unravel the beer's story. Before I knew it, my glass was empty. Gator, are you interested? Oh, by the way, it's a six-pack, costs $120. Are you interested in this bougie beer?
I'm not going to spend that kind of money on beer. If someone serves me up a beer and this is what they have, they give it to me, would I try it? Yeah, I'd take a sip of just about any kind of beer. So I would try this, but I ain't paying for it. And the fact that it says bougie already,
yeah,
it has me thinking absolutely not, but I got to try
Gator
it.
Gator hates pretentious crap. All right, Kang, you?
Yeah, my first question is, do you have anything that tastes like Miller Lite? So that's your answer, Doug.
Yeah, I think all three of us are out on that. And that concludes another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?